Okay, so back to this. Four archetypes. Let's look in detail at each of the archetypes. The original paper by Steven Wolstenholme is among the things that you can download. It is in Blackboard if you want to learn more about that. And there are further papers by Steven Wolstenholme and others. So if you want to learn more, just give me a send me any request and I will make more available for you. So in the Arendar achievement archetype, the action affects the outcome to increase the action again to achieve more outcome. That's typically the situations where you want to have some reinforcing growth, more and more and more, by investing more resources, by doing more of the action. What very often happens is that the outcome, with some time delay, causes a system reaction, very often because there are resource constraints, and this mitigates the impact on the outcome. So instead of getting the full achievement, you are getting less of that, sometimes even destroying it totally. So just in passing, let me mention that low-fare companies today that are so extremely successful, like Ryanair and so on, they learn from the mistakes of the pioneering enterprise that introduced the key ideas. But they failed because they had resource constraints. It was called People Express. And it started, I think, in the 80s in the United States, and they had all the key ideas. Rather have cheap fares so that most people will fill the airplanes, flying point to point so that they didn't need to pay for handling the luggage, people will carry with themselves, and flying to airports that were cheap to use, all led to very, very low flight prices at a time when it was very, very expensive and when a lot of the seats were unoccupied. They had such a tremendous success that after a while they had the problem they didn't have enough staff, they didn't have enough aviation, enough aircraft to satisfy the huge demand, and they had a situation of quick growth and then, as unintended consequence loop, resource constraints. In the meantime, the competing companies catch up, lower their prices, flight prices. They started getting customers back, especially because many were unsatisfied with People Express because lower quality of service and time delays and so on. And in the end, they went bankrupt. So then Ryanair and the others understood that the idea was great, but they had to sustain the reinforcing loop of growth by making sure that there were always enough resources to handle the passengers, to increase the growth, and to keep the service quality at a high level. So this was the underachievement archetype, again with a boundary. So what is the solution? The solution is that the action to increase the outcome at the same time should be deployed to reduce the constraints that block the growth, so to diminish the system reaction. So this is a generic underachievement archetype because we are using terms like action, outcome, system reaction, resource constraint, and so on. Now let's look at the actual cases. But again, the underachievement archetype consists of a reinforcing intended feedback loop or been balancing unintended consequence feedback loop that blocks the desired outcome, and a reinforcing solution loop that unblocks the resource constraint and sustains the growth. So we're doing that in terms of an exercise. Let's look at this case here. Now, it's very important that you read it very carefully, because your task is to translate the information here to elements in an archetype. If you read this very carefully, then, and you parse it, the information very carefully, then you will find there the elements that you need to put in place in the archetype. So it starts with a quote from the book by Calder and Watkins that I think you know from another course in this Information Security Master. Calder and Watkins, A Manager's Guide to Data Security in ISO 27001, and so on. So the issue is that senior management in companies, organization, focuses most on tangible primary business goals. And that is what we mean by throughput. And now referring to the book, to many directors and managers, information security tends to mean something they don't understand and that the IT manager has to deal with. So the consequence is that enterprises often primarily invest in resources to growth and they think to maximize throughput, and security doesn't get enough attention and few resources. So your task is now to develop and explain an underachievement problem system archetype. That is problem archetype. Remember, it has two feedback loops, the intended and the unintended consequence. And you should explain how the intended outcome, which is growth by maximizing throughput, leads to unintended consequences on throughput. After developing the underachievement problem archetype, you should propose and explain the solution link. And this is very important, quality assure the archetype by a dynamic story, which arises by walking through the elements of the archetype and telling what is happening. And then consider possible units for the different indicators, as well as how to measure the security indicators. Some of the issues here would be homework, because we cannot stay very long on each of these. We would like to finish the lecture and so on. So please go back later to the slides and complete what we don't complete here. But before going to draw the archetype, let me give you a procedure for how to proceed. First, you should concentrate on the intended outcome. And the question is, what is the action that the management is taking to provoke the intended outcome? And what is the outcome? And what you should do is, and we will do it later, is look at slide 16, which describes the case, and figure out what is the action taking to achieve an intended outcome, and what is the intended outcome. And the moment you proceed like this, you can then draw the intended consequence feedback loop. But you should also be able to explain, to defend your assumptions. So why and how the action leads to the outcome, and why and how the outcome affects the action. You should also specify the polarities, plus minus. You should give the loop a catchy name and put the polarity. Never go farther than this until you have the first feedback loop, the intended consequence feedback loop. Then once you have that, you ask, what is the system reaction? Name it. And it should be in the description that I gave you in slide 16. You only need to read it very carefully, and then you will see, there it is. So what is the system reaction? And which element in the intended consequence loop generates the system reaction? With that, you should be able to draw the unintended consequence loop. And again, you should explain the cause-effect relationships. You should specify the polarities. You should give the loop a catchy name that's about understanding what it is and communicated it in a way that people say, yeah, and assign it a loop polarity. We call it also loop polarity. So we have polarities in the arrows, but also we speak of polarity in terms of reinforcing and balancing. And the reason is historical, and that is in all the books of system dynamics, you will see that the reinforcing loop is often given the sign plus, and the balancing is given the sign minus. And after this second step, you have an archetype, and you should be able to say what kind of archetype it is. In this case, we are addressing an underachievement archetype. So if you do it right, you should have a reinforcing loop in the intended consequence feedback loop, a balancing loop in the unintended consequence feedback loop. And then you should be able to draw a solution loop, again explaining the connections that you are making, putting the right polarity, giving the loop a catchy name and assigning the polarity, whether it should be R or B. And finally, you should create a story explaining the archetype by walking through the archetype. That is good for you because it really forces you to be aware of what you are putting there. And it's very good for also for the purposes of communicating, because the archetypes are very good for discussing and communicating issues. And finally, you should review the components, the elements of the archetypes, and consider which are the units to measure them and how could we measure them. Okay? So now you should go back. Let's go back to slide 16 again and read the case. And I would like you to raise your hand and tell me what is the action taken by the management. How will you call it? And what is the intended outcome? So read this very carefully, and we concentrate only on the action taken and the intended outcome. I see lower hand in the case of William. What are you telling me, William? I'm not quite aware as to what you are saying. Okay, good. You are raising your hand. Very good. Would you like to talk in the microphone, or would you like to write a message? You cannot? You cannot? You have to write. Why you cannot? I thought you were able. Okay. I see. Good. I see your point. Okay, then please make a suggestion. What is the action according to this case description? Yes, I see you write investment throughput. Actually, you are putting the action is investment and throughput is the outcome. Rune, do you agree? Yes. Okay, very good. So, indeed, that is. And then I would suggest that you draw the archetype. I am not too sure as to whether I can now add something else. Probably I have to stop. It's a little bit of a mess. If I now start dancing, then probably that means that I stop this presentation here. I'm not too sure as to what to do now. Let me go back and see what happens. I'm trying to share the application, hoping that I can both share application and keeping my slides here. It's an experiment. I have never done it before. Share application, entire screen, share, and then we go to Vensim. Okay, so then you have saved this, I suppose. New model. Okay, and then the proposal is variable is investment, and then throughput. And we can now do it counterclockwise, like this. And we have here plus polarity, and we have here plus polarity. And you see immediately this is a reinforcing loop. By the way, there is a shortcut to determine if a feedback loop is reinforcing or balancing. You count the number of minus signs. If the number of minus signs in the loop is even, that is 0, 2, 4, and so on, then it is reinforcing. Here you have 0, it's even, so it is reinforcing. Otherwise, if the number of minus signs is odd, 1, 3, 5, and so on, then it is balancing. And the reason is, every time you have two minus signs, are the same as a plus sign all through. So if you have, say, three minus signs, that has the same impact as one, and that gives it balancing and so on. So anyhow, we have that. And then you can put here the command. There is another way you could do that. Instead of, as we did together, one in a piece, you could put here first the text, or actually, first you could put the loop counterclockwise, like this. Then you can click once more and can put now the text. Focus on growth, for instance. And it looks a bit like this. So instead of having the text inside, you have it below that. That's also another possibility, whatever you like. Okay, so that was the first element. Now as to the second one, let me go back to the course room. Share files, and we are here, and now I am I lost the slide where I was. Okay, but that was I assume slide here. So we have now the intended consequence loop. Now we should look at the unintended consequence loop. So here in the text, you should be able to identify which is the element, the variable that is impacted in an unintended way. And I guess you guess it immediately, but it should be here. Security. In fact, it says it here. How the intended outcome leads to unintended consequences on throughput, because security gets few resources. So I think this is very useful for you students in the future cases and so on, that you trust me. I am putting the information in the description in the case, so it's about reading it very carefully and parsing it. That's part of it. But the second one is the procedure to go stepwise. First, the intended feedback consequence loop, then the unintended, then saying what is the archetype, then looking at the solution. Okay, so then we go back again to the Venn scene, share application, share entire screen, share. We put the variable security here. And we draw an arrow, and we can now go this way, whatever you like, and this way. And the higher the throughput is, according to this logic, the more security is neglected. Again, remember, that's not necessarily so. We are considering a particular case where the company, because of its overemphasizing of getting throughput and not enough understanding of security, according to the quote of Calder and Watkins, this is impacting security. Typically, this happens with a time delay, and we have a negative polarity. More throughput goes at the expense of security. And this one, the more security, the more throughput, the less security, the less throughput. So we have a positive polarity. And typically, also, there will be delays, because even if security is low, that doesn't mean that immediately the system breaks down because of attacks or other things. So this diminishing of the security will perhaps not be apparently immediately. Maybe the malicious agents that are trying to penetrate your company, they have not yet discovered that security is low, and then over a while they see, oh, here they are, these vulnerabilities that I can exploit, and there are a lot of vulnerabilities and so on, you get a lot of data. So we have here a balancing feedback loop. You have an odd number of minuses, and you put here the command. Again, loop clockwise, like this. Once more, the text below. And we call it B. Security in the attention shade. I am using similar terms as we used in the previous archetype, which was a slightly different case. But in both cases, we have this. Okay. And then you should also indicate the barrier. And the trick, there are two things that you can do. Suppose now you want to use that in your report. Suppose you are writing your examination paper and you want to use that. Then please start an application like Word or PowerPoint. I don't do it, but you do it. Start your PowerPoint or your Word. You are going now to copy-paste this diagram to your report. So what you do is you select the whole diagram. And then you copy, Control C. And then you go to Word and you paste it. Please do it. I am not doing it for you because you know how to do that. And report to me once you have done it. Okay, you have also done it, William? Okay, yes. Then the next thing you should do is to draw the straight line with the drawing device that you have in Word or PowerPoint. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is the following. You could cheat here and put the additional elements like this. You could put a variable here, call it boundary. And so that it is not confused with one of the variables here, you could right-click on it and put italic, so that you see immediately that's a different kind of thing. And then you could put a fake variable here, call it fake or whatever. Then you could draw an arrow from boundary to fake. And then when you are going to copy this diagram, then you select this part only, not the fake. I save it. So again, you select this part here and you copy, and you get then the diagram as it looks in my slides there. So that's another possibility. Okay? Then finally, as to the solution of the archetype, we know, we see that is an underachievement archetype, a reinforcing loop that tries to achieve more and more throughput, that is compromised because security is bad, and the downtimes and all the things is diminishing throughput. So, and that's the problem that virtually any organization has. Because we have to have security. Otherwise, it impacts the performance of the company. But then we have the big challenge as to how much security we do. And also, this is just indicative of the problem. In reality, security, there are a lot of things that you should do, like physical security, access control, you name it. So in reality, if you create a model of the security of the organization, it's going to have many more elements. But this is the entry point. That is the alert to discuss the organization, the issue that, okay, you are one growth, okay? So here is the element that causes more growth, the reinvestment of throughput. But here is the element that is working against it. Okay, how do we measure these impacts? And then you are already in the issue of indicators, metrics, and so on that you can discuss. And you are in the issue of extend this diagram to put the different elements and so on. So this allows you to have a constructive discussion with your peers, and in this way get the people to think, help the people to extend the diagram so that it is a good diagram for the organization. Of course, if it is too complicated, that's where a group model building exercise will be good, and where you would like to have experienced modelers on board and so on. But before you can convince your management to do that, you could act as a pioneer for this and get it to think about these things. Okay, so now you could just look at this slide about the underachievement archetype, and you know what you have to act. You could, in a sense, reproduce the slide, I think it was 15. So here you can put resources to security. And then you must invest not only in resources to throughput, but in resources to security, and this will take care to improve security. So, and you should make sure that the investment is the more invest, the more resources you get. So this is plus. And the more resources you give to security, the more security will be enhanced. And since the plus is not visible, it is because it is hidden somewhere here. So we right-click again here and put it outside. Okay. And now if you look at this loop, more investment, more resources to security, more resources, more security, more throughput, more investment, so on. So this is a reinforcing one. So you put it here. It is a clockwise one, and click again, and we could put R for reinforcing, security for growth sake. Isn't that nice? I bet you have convinced, apart from the misspelling, you could convince your senior management. Okay, you got it. And if you are a perfectionist, you could now right-click on this and make it transparent, like this, indicating that indeed you understood the unintended effect, which is a prerequisite in order to be able to devise the solution. I hope you like this, and trust me, you are making a lot of progress by learning how to conceptualize a case, how to transfer this to a model, how to analyze the model, and so on. In the end, it remains to tell the dynamic story. You could say in a company, the CEO decides to invest mostly in throughput so as to increase the possibility to reinvest and create growth. Because of this overemphasis on throughput, security gets less attention and less resources. So over time, with some time delay, security will be decreasing, which with some time delay will lead to more and more time downtime as malicious attackers and so on exploit the vulnerabilities. This is going to impair the throughput and leading to much less good results than the management leads. So once we understood this consequence, we should then opt for a different policy, that is, consider how much to invest on security. And that's the difficult issue. And that requires a much better model, a much better understanding of the indicators and so on. But basically, the basic solution is to find out how much to invest in security so as to sustain the growth. And of course, because there are trade-offs here, it's not easy to determine the optimal investment, but you are at least on the path of devising better and better models so as to have a better dosage of this. Okay. And then you can start discussing the metrics and so on. How do you measure security? How do you measure the impact of different investments on the different resources to security? But you are now much more in the position of conducting now an elevated discussion, involve your peers, create enthusiasm and the people around this model. And finally, as I said, if it's very complicated, conduct some group model building exercise. There is a lot of evidence as to how much simulation models save or contribute. Such simulations models can be used a lot in project management. And from project management, we have empirical evidence that $1 invested in good models corresponds to $1 million in very good models, just to give a quote, or 100,000. Correspond to 200,000 more in terms of gains. That's the gain of having very good models that guides you your management. I don't know of other similar measurements for other uses of simulation models, but I would assume that in security the gain is also similar. So if you invest 100,000 euros or dollars or whatever in a good simulation model, the gain can be 100 to 200 times more, because then you avoid very costly mistakes, you have better decisions, and so on, and so on, and so on. Okay, stop sharing. Classroom. So, shall we proceed with the next challenge? Okay. Then we go to share files, modeling security, share now. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, referring to other examples of underachievement in security, other situations as transitioning to new technology in e-business, e-remote, e-health, and so on, where the pressure to perform very often sacrifices security because it is kind of less important, there are less time pressure, less visible, less understood. We will later see when we look at the economics of information security that there are also issues of asymmetric information, meaning that some guys, those who make they are responsible for the quality of some decisions, they know more about them than those who have to pay for that. That impacts this. Then we have issues like the tragedy of the commons, such that the interests of the stakeholders lead often to short-sighted actions to improve one's law to the detriment of all. You have the limits of success, such as imperfectly understood constraints that act on the long term, and growth of underinvestment, such as unsustainable growth, like people express, because the long-term needed resources to sustain growth are not anticipated. So we will later, in cases and examples and homework, meet some of these challenges. Now the out-of-control archetype. In the out-of-control archetype, typically it is the control action to achieve or to control a problem that leads over time to a system reaction that increases the problem you need to control. And then you have a balancing feedback loop for the intended consequence loop and a reinforcing unintended consequence loop acting with some time delay that increases the problem that you try to control. And the solution loop lies in enabling strengthening a direct link between the problem and need of control and the system reaction so as to reduce the system reaction, which again presupposes that this boundary that is hiding or making it difficult to anticipate the system reaction is made more visible. So here you have an exercise. An organization introduces a security incident reporting system, abbreviated CIRS. Incident reporting leads, as intended, as desired, to more incident reporting, to more handling, and therefore incident handling, and therefore to reduce the proportion of the events that ultimately become incidents, security incidents. But the cause of this, and then I am hinting at the reason why incident reporting systems in cybersecurity are difficult to implement, is that there are so many incidents that tend to increase the workload so that it cannibalizes the success of the system. So in the intended outcome, reduction of incidents, lead to unintended consequences, which is this. The cost increases. So again, propose and explain a solution archetype, and as before, explain in terms of the dynamic story and so on. Let me have a look at the clock. Yes, we could do that still together. Maybe later for the other examples, we will have to just look at the solution. Let's look again. So let's take Vensim. Share application, entire screen. New model. Okay. And I'm trying. To get you involved again. So would be nice if you look at the slide. Probably you have printed it out or you have it as PDF. And tell me what is the action taken by management. and what is the intended outcome of the action. So, what should we put as the action in the archetype? Antivirus. Antivirus is, I don't quite understand what you mean. New reporting system. Yes, I see. Yes. Well, new reporting system is a decision to establish something. But now looks now what is happening over time. What is the action that is being taken, so to speak, every time? The new reporting system is something that the management says we need a new reporting system. Now it has to be implemented and get out to work. So what are the employees in the company doing? Reporting. Yes, that's what they are doing. And what is the intended outcome of that reporting? They are reporting incidents, and these incidents will ultimately lead to incident handling, and incident handling is ultimately lead to yes, more reporting. But before that, what happens when you are handling incidents? Fewer incidents, right? That's exactly. Very good, you got it. So let's go back to the Vensim here. And he has to repeat it. I am trying to repeat the algorithm using the same names. So we could put here incident reporting. I think I put just reporting, but we could put incident reporting. Okay, and here in this feedback loop, we want to make explicit. So I add more parameters, so to have the logic. In fact, the ones that you said, more incident reporting, that leads to incident handling. In fact, we are assuming that the incident handling also leads to insights and dissemination and so on. But let's assume that it's all here inside. But you could also put after incident handling something like insights or dissemination of insights and whatever. But otherwise, we get too many variables. So let's put here incidents. And now this is going all over the time. So we have something like this. And we have such a balancing loop, as we will see in a moment. Okay, I think that is basically what I put. What I see otherwise that I put is that there are attempts to attack. We can call them events. These events may result in incidents, and that's what we are trying to diminish. Now, if you look at the polarities, right-click on this, more incident reporting will lead, other thing being equal, to more incident handling. More incident handling will, if it's well done, lead to less incidents. Less incidents will lead to less incident reporting, ultimately. So it has plus. Or otherwise, if there were more incidents, we will need more incident reporting, less incidents, over time less incident reporting. But on the other hand, since we are having a pressure from externally, from more and more events happening,